Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow and Carla Dawson.
Well, joining us now is Will Shields. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a former Kansas City Chief. Welcome to the show, Will. You're on with David and Carla. Let me first start it by saying, does it feel like you're now the center of the universe there in Kansas City?
Well, you know, it's a good problem to have. You know, it's one of those things where everyone here is buzzing, everybody's wearing red. So, you know, it's a good place to be. Since, you know, red is my power color also. So it makes
Well, it's just amazing. I mean, 50 years. And when you look around the league and you know everybody who has an appreciation for some team that has struggled forever and ever and ever. Well, the Chiefs, 50 years. You did it yesterday. You did it with Andy Reid. Tell us about Andy Reid. What are your reflections on his success?
Well, you know, Andy is one of those guys that you've always cheered for. Even when he was in the color green, you wanted him to do well. But bringing him to Kansas City was one of the best decisions that they've made. And it was really cool because of how he carries himself and what he does as an individual on and off the field as far as what his personality is and everything else. You know, I actually sat with him on a bus, and he sat and talked to me for about, you know, 45 minutes on a bus, and I'm a guy that's on the opposite team that's playing against his team at that point, you know, at the game that we're playing in. But he's one of those guys that's genuine, and I couldn't be more happy for a guy to get a Super Bowl win, but also for him to do it here in Kansas City.
Well, Will, this is Carla. I'm glad to have you on the show. I'm just impressed with you. I don't think I've ever read or talked to someone who's a 12-time Pro Bowler like you are. That's quite a feat. I'm not going to lie there. But regarding Andy Reid, keeping on that, how important do you think it was for him to get this Super Bowl for his legacy? Or do you think his legacy would still be great based on what you just told us?
Well, I think his legacy is great because of all the things that he's done for, you know, the players, the coaches that he's helped, the tutelage and everything else. But I think it also helps the icing on the cake for him to get a Super Bowl win. You know, you've seen his proteges go in and win a Super Bowl here and there. So it's only his turn to get a chance for him to go through and do it. But I think that's what makes him such a great guy. He's just as happy for the guys that's been underneath or around him to go out and get something positive to happen for them as he is if it's him. So, you know, that's what kind of person he is. So for him to be that guy to get a chance to go out and get his due for what all the things that he's put together and done, you know, it's gratifying. It's gratifying to see.
And, Will, what do you think this championship means to the city of Kansas City, those rabid fans that fill Arrowhead Stadium week after week? What does this mean to them?
It's awesome. I mean, they love the Chiefs. They love the team. They love it. It's basically, you know, everyone's connected here as far as to the teams. I mean, we don't have a basketball team. We do have a soccer team. We do have a baseball team. So, you know, it's different sport time, different things. But the Chiefs have been a staple here in the city. And for them to be able to bring a championship home, that's the greatest thing, you know, that you can ever do. I mean, there's only that one champion every year. And for a long time, you've always had the same similar teams going back and forth for it that have their, you know, their lineage for doing that. But to be able to sort of sneak in there and get one, pretty good. It's been sort of set the standard since you played in championships one year, win the Super Bowl the next year, and know that you still have an opportunity to have all the pieces still together for another run for the next couple of years.
We're talking to Will Shields. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a Hall of Famer. I want to ask you about, you played offensive line, and coming into the game, there was a whole lot of hype about the San Francisco defensive front. And the Kansas City offensive line did open up holes. I mean, the team ran the ball pretty well. The Chiefs ran the ball well. Mahomes was under some pressure during the course of the game. How would you evaluate the Kansas City offensive line in this game?
You know, it's hard to go back and try to nitpick everything because they just won the Super Bowl. But the thing of it is, you know, but you knew that was going to happen. There was going to be some pressure here. There were some different things. And, you know, I think they did a pretty good job of managing the best they could. But some of that, you know, as having Mahomes back there, the quarterback, he's going to drift. He's going to move. He's going to help you out in some time. And other times you're like, oh, no, don't run this way. Run that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's part of the process. But they did do a good job of staying consistent with the run, giving it an opportunity and picking smart, you know, pretty good smart choices of making things that were going up, you know, down the field, keeping the defense, you know, sort of on their heels a little bit. And that's what made a big difference.
Were you happy with the MVP choice? You have a pretty good running back who was pretty entitled to it as well.
You know, I'm sort of biased between both. I think the running back did a great job, and, you know, he's that guy that I thought, you know, should have got his nod and his due, but, you know, I'm not the voter. I'm not the one that gets to give out the award. I think if you go through the whole lineage of the playoffs, you know, Mahomes had an unbelievable run in the playoffs, and so, you know, his resume is sort of stacked up between three games and one game. So it just depends on how you look at it. But I know that he's been consistent all year long, and that's the one that everyone looks to make things happen.
Well, you bring up a good point. And stat-wise, yesterday in the game, it was pretty even on both sides for the majority of the game. Do you think the difference in the game, which was clearly the fourth quarter, was that the greatness of Mahomes, who had 150 yards and two touchdowns when the game was on the line, or was it a San Francisco defense that was exhausted, that gave up 21 points, or a combo of both?
Well, you know, I think it's a combo of both. The defense, look, the first quarter, you got to realize there wasn't a lot of drives where the Chiefs had positive drives where they were just, okay, we're going to hammer, where in the third or fourth quarter, they sort of settled in, got an opportunity, and made, you know, good decisions all across the board to make it happen. And I just think that the defense itself sort of wore out a little bit, but also the transition of changing and understanding what they were trying to do to you makes a big difference too in the fourth quarter. And I think, you know, Mahomes sort of settled in a little bit going into that fourth quarter, and they took it on their shoulders and did a great job. And the defense did an unbelievable job when you got a chance to get after Garoppolo and make it a little difficult in the pocket and things of that nature. And, you know, to me, it was a full team win, even though, yeah, 24-0, but the 21-0 in the fourth. But you got to realize the defense had to do their job to get the ball back in the offensive hand.
Yeah, Chris Jones with a couple of those big blocks. I mean, they were coming from all over the place. It's amazing.
Yeah, I thought he was going to snatch one out of the air sooner or later. I mean, he kept getting those balls on him, that's for sure.
We're talking to Will Shields. He's a former Kansas City Chief and Walter Payton Man of the Year. Let me ask you this right now. A lot of folks are using these words, the next dynasty will be the Kansas City Chiefs. How does that sound to you? How does it make you feel?
Well, I think any time you can use the word dynasty would be great, but to make a dynasty, you've got to win the game, become the dynasty first. You can't sort of deem yourself, I'm the next group to be the next dynasty team, because we don't know what that next year holds or next three, four, five, or six. And what does a dynasty mean? Does a dynasty mean you win three championships or four championships, or is just the dynasty getting to the championship game every year? You know, that's sort of where you go at, and you say, okay, dynasty, let's say it's three. You know, how many dynasty organizations do you know that have three or more Super Bowls that they've went and won, not necessarily just played in? So I think it'd be great to have that. I think it's even better to have that mindset, that you become a dynasty because you create that mindset that, hey, this is what is expected of us year in and year out.
Will, your entire NFL career in Kansas City, you did not miss a game in 14 seasons. This is a violent sport. How were you able to secure that kind of longevity?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different things. I had a great staff around me that helped, you know, super glue me back together even when I didn't think I could go. But also, you know, it was the guys I was around. I didn't want to let them down and not be a part of the team and not be a part of the game. And it became that addiction of, hey, I want to be there and be available. And, you know, that's one thing, that's the big key for the NFL or anything that you do is being available week in and week out. Even though you might have some nicks and bruises and things like that, and there were some weeks you're going, yeah, I don't think I'm going today, or I shouldn't go today. And they're going, yeah, well, let's put some super glue on it. Let's just put some extra tape on it and get you out there. You know, hobbling, you know, might be just as good as what we need to get it done. But, you know, it is one of those, you know, after a while it becomes that badge of honor of saying, you know, I just said, man, I played 14 years and I got 14, you know, opportunities to play in every game I could have possibly played in and try to do the best you can do in each one of those. And it's sort of one of those cool stats.
It's beyond impressive, really.
I want to ask you, we got time for two more questions. Patrick Mahomes, whom does he most remind you of? Another quarterback that makes you think of Patrick?
It's a combination of different things. I think, you know, he reminds me of Brett Favre and how he loved the game and how he liked to play. You know, Randall Cunningham a little bit of how he controls the field. Even a little bit of Wilson, of how he controls the huddle and understands where he wants to go with the ball and how to tell his guys, look, I can tell you what I need to happen and you can do it. Those are guys that I think that he sort of does a well job with and emulate. A combination of those guys, and plus being in the era of this kind of style of football, fits him to a T where, you know, he's got a bunch of fine weapons to get the ball to. So hopefully he just gets it close to him and they'll make it happen.
Let's close by, tell us about the Midwest Innocent Project. This is a project you're working on, right?
Yeah, we actually work with the Midwest Innocent Project here in Kansas City. It's actually the hub for, you know, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Iowa. And we help with the cases of people that are being falsely accused or what we call exonerated. Mm. And help them find ways to understand that, you know, hey, if it comes back and says, hey, they didn't do the crime, they need to be set free. And so what we're doing is helping them with fundraising and different things like that. So we're being the co-chair for an event, you know, April 22nd here in Kansas City that'll sort of help all the different groups and stuff. But it's going to be a great event. And basically the knowledge base of understanding of how the justice system works is part of the understanding of how it should work and how everything fits. And don't get me wrong, when it happens, it's not everything is on purpose. It's just sometimes you look at things a specific way, and then when you get more knowledgeable on everything that was in the play, it sort of steers you in a different way that it shouldn't have been. And it makes sense across the board sometimes, and sometimes it just doesn't. But the simple fact of it is we're trying to help people get back out, get back on their feet when they're actually, you know, committed of a crime that they didn't commit.
Sounds like grand work. Will Shields, thank you so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.